Hezbollah guerrillas today fired more salvos of Katyusha rockets into northern Israel for the second straight day. Several Israelis were slightly injured and there was some property damage. Yesterday, an Israeli soldier was killed and 26 Israelis injured in the rocket attacks, the worst in almost a year. The new salvos came after Israel bombed two power stations in Lebanon and blew a crater in the main highway. Tens of thousands of residents of northern Israel were ordered to remain in underground bomb shelters. The escalation comes just 2 months before Israel is scheduled to pull out of South Lebanon completely. NPR's Linda Gradstein reports from Jerusalem.
The Katyusha rockets fell after residents of northern Israel emerged from underground bomb shelters where they had spent the night. Streets were crowded with shoppers preparing for the Jewish Sabbath, which begins at sunset. In Kiryat Shmona, the deputy mayor said 4 homes, 2 supermarkets, and 15 cars were hit in the latest salvos. The attack continued for almost an hour and started fires in the forests on both sides of the border. After yesterday's Katyusha attacks that killed one Israeli soldier and injured 27 Israelis, Israel retaliated. Israeli officials said they expect Israel will also retaliate after today's attack. Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Barak last night visited the border town of Kiryat Shmona, where most of the injuries occurred. He said Israel cannot let these attacks go unpunished.
No country on earth will be ready to accept salvos of Katyusha into its civilian center. Israel will not allow it to happen, and we will have to respond, and we will know how to respond. Thank you very much.
Israel's Deputy Defense Minister Ephraim Sneh went even further. Speaking on Israel radio before the latest round of attacks, he warned Hezbollah against escalating the situation. We had to step things up a notch, and we can do it even more, he said. I hope we won't have to. But it should be clear, anyone who wants an escalation will get more than he bargained for. The latest round of fighting between Israel and Hezbollah began on Wednesday when Israel fired on a Lebanese village, wounding 14 civilians. An Israeli army spokesman said the attack was a mistake. The next day, Israel's ally, the South Lebanon Army, or SLA, fired at a village that was believed to be deserted, killing an elderly woman and her daughter. Hezbollah said the Katyusha rocket attacks were in retaliation for Israeli and SLA aggression. Israeli opposition leader General Ariel Sharon says Israel's attack on Lebanese power stations was a good start, but he says Israel must go further. Barak made a good decision, Sharon said, and the army again proved its ability. I hope that the government will continue to preserve Israel's deterrence by hitting Syrian and Lebanese interests. Sharon's comments were echoed by the deputy mayor of Kiryat Shmona, who said life in his town had become intolerable. He said the army must make sure that civilian life can continue uninterrupted. The escalation between Israel and Hezbollah comes just 2 months before Israel has said it will pull its troops out of South Lebanon. Israel has already begun moving equipment and troops out of the area of South Lebanon it has occupied since 1978. It's also begun building new fortifications in northern Israel to protect against cross-border attacks. Linda Gradstein, NPR News, Jerusalem.